it's a very difficult thing for me because they reformed without asking me or taking, you know, there was just no knowledge or consent on my part. They snagged it off and did it behind my back. And what I'm really annoyed about is that the business that they put in place, shall we say, to look after me going forward is far from satisfactory for that a business side, because New Order is a limited company.
Mm.
You know, and it's just run like Coca-Cola, or it'd be like three guys in Coca-Cola deciding they don't like the other guy and checking the name off him and go, well, we know you worked here 30 years, so here's 50p for your 30 years. It's an insult, you see, but that's the way they wanted to do it. I mean, it seems very strange to me. If you're going to do something and try and get it off the ground for the foreseeable future, you think you'd want a clean slate, and you think that you'd want everybody around you happy so that I could say, oh, good luck to them. You know, we had a great time. I wish them all the luck in the world, but instead, they decided to do it in a really, really snidey, is the only word for it, and to try and humiliate me while they did it. So, I mean, that's their problem. I mean, I'm still looking for a legal remedy for that.
Yeah,
hopefully will come to fruition very soon.
It's surprising that that's not all clear cut. I mean, wasn't there some agreement over who owned the name right back from the early days anyway?
Yeah, all four of us owned the name equally. But what they did was they evoked a loophole. This is very technical. In the limited company that enables you to change the voting pattern of the limited company if one of the directors is abroad.
Mm-hmm.
As you and I know, a director being abroad these days is not a problem, is it?
No.
Because you've got more phones, more emails, more methods of communication, but it's left in the conditions of the limited company from the early 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
They used that to get rid of my vote. So they voted themselves the New Order name.
Right, okay.
Which I don't think is fair, but it's procedurally absolutely correct. Yeah, I mean, they wanted to get rid of me, and they didn't want me to have anything to do with New Order going forward. And I don't agree with that, and I don't think that it's legal, and I certainly don't think it's ethical or moral. And if that's how you like your rock star, then there they are, going to see them playing the same set over and over again, pretending to be something they aren't.